I was gonna say, if you had a friend of yours that was a very funny fellow, and you liked him for that reason, his being funny, somebody asked me, well, why do you like old so-and-so? And I say, well, I like him, funny.
I like him because he's funny.
Okay. And a few things that have to do with religion say that when two people are become members of a church, you say that they...
Well, now, I say they join the church. A lot of people say unite, but I think we mostly say join. And yeah.
That's it. Does that unite? Is that associated in your mind with one particular denomination, or just some people say that?
No, I think they just say that.
Okay. And when you go to church, you're going to pray to?
To the Lord.
Or?
To God.
And a lot of people go to church so that they can listen to the beautiful
sermon
or the
music.
Say if I was on the way to church and I had a flat tire and had to change it, and I say, well, church will be over. I get there.
When I get there, by the time I get there.
What would you say that the enemy or the opposite of God is? That would be?
The devil.
Any other names that you heard?
Satan.
Or sometimes when parents want to get their children to behave, they might say something like, well, now if you don't quit that, the so-and-so is going to get you.
Bad man.
Is that supposed to be the devil? Or?
Yeah.
Heard him called the boogeyman or boogerman, something like that?
Yeah, sorry.
These things that people sometimes claim they see around graveyards, you know.
Oh, ghosts.
Or any other names for them?
Spirits, hants.
Or say if these things get in a house, people afraid to go there, they say the house is
haunted.
Or say if somebody asks you to do something that you're not too crazy about doing, you might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Or say if you wanted to be polite to a gentleman, instead of just saying yes, you'd say?
Yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Or say if you had done something that had made you a little peeved with yourself, like for example, you dropped your plate full of food on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. or the dog ran away with the pie you just baked. What might you say to yourself if something like that happened?
Well, I have. I better not tell you what I'd say. Say doggone it or something like that, I reckon.
Okay. Or say it's.
I'd probably say damn. If you won't know the truth.
Sure. Or if somebody has said something about you that you didn't particularly appreciate when you heard about it, what might you say? And you know, in the way of expressing yourself when you heard about that.
Well, you might say that that was a pretty dirty trick to play on somebody, or dirty, though not